And we're recording. Okay, so we're somewhere around about Kuf Ayin Hay in Perek Hay. We're just going through different examples of where you see the Chochmah of the Boireh, the different Tchumim, and not just the Chochmah, but also the Chesed, the Toivas, Harbois, that Hashem's Meitiv La'odom. So he says, Shematilis Emosoi Al Yeser Balechayim Hamazikim. Hashem places the fear of all the other animals that cause damage onto those animals. Generally speaking, animals don't bother human beings. There's exceptions and there's a chinami, but generally speaking, animals are scared of humans. As it says in the Pasuk, Umayroichim chvichitchem ye al kol chayes ha'aretz. The Pasuk says, and the fear, your fear will be on all the animals of the land. We don't really know what that means today, but it was an issue that animals could be dangerous to babies. So there's no danger for a baby from a cat or a mouse. This koyach, which is a koyach haruchni, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to an Adam, you see it. He says, you see a rire of that, because the minute a person dies, and that koyach haruchni is removed from them, he doesn't have this protection anymore. Kamo she'amru Chazal, the Gemara says, Tinok ben yoyme chai, einu tzarek l'shoyme min achborim. The one-day-old baby that's alive, you don't have to protect him from mice. But a dead melech, oig melech haboshon, this big giant, when he's dead, the things start eating him up. Kivin shemeis botla e mosoi. Because man is alive, the fear of the bria is on him. When he dies, that fear is removed. As learned that from the pasuk, v'chitchem is v'chayeschem, when a person's alive. Okay, so that's one of the things that a person can see, is that roiv ruba of animals, if you leave them alone, you don't start up with them, they will leave you alone as well. They don't generally attack human beings. It's unusual. And if it does happen, it's because something stirred them. But generally speaking, a human being is a human, and animals don't start up with it. Unless you behave like an animal, then they might think that you're not human, and then you've lost your human form, you've lost the protection. Okay. Okay. Now he steps into a different dimension, and we'll see, I mentioned this before, that you see that Shara Bechina can lead a person to Betochen, the Shara Betochen, which is obviously supposed to take a person into the world of Betochen, but we see that Shara Bechina takes you into the world of Betochen as well. This is where it starts happening. One of the things that a person has to notice, has to take, pay attention in the world, the high in the lower world, whether it's big, small, there's a certain koich that you don't even notice them. The entire seder and shleimus of the bria is conducted by these things. The physical senses can't grasp this. Cries a bit of out the box here. The koyach of movement and change that is in all the world, in all the bria, that's made up of the arba yosodos. Shall yoda heim shanin es mekoyma or es tsuroso? They change their place. They change their shape. None of the five senses, you can see the consequences of the change, but the etzem thing that's called change, the physical senses can't grasp them. Rak haseichel masigoy soy emtsuta shinui b'makom ubetzura. Via the change that you see, whether it's in the tzura or the makom, she'oisa kein masigin achushim, that the chushim can apprehend. You can see it, you can notice it with your five senses. But it's only in the seichel that a person can understand what that koyach haruchni really is. We don't think about that. We take movement for granted. You move, you want to lift up your head, you lift up your head, you want to move, things change, your matzav changes, you grow, when you get older, you start getting smaller. There's change in the world. There's a lot of things happening in the world that require this koyach of tnua and shinui. And you don't really notice the koyach, you just see the consequences of it. But the actual koyach, we can't apprehend. V'lule koyach yishtano zeh, had it not been for this koyach of change, lo haye mishave, v'lo haye oilech libud, nothing would change. Nothing could pass from this world, nothing could get lost. Nothing in the world. The vast majority of the Bria is in a state of constant change. Even your body, the body that you're walking around in today, which I can't see because you guys switch off your videos. I don't know why we have Zoom. We could just do this sort of like on the phone maybe. Hard giving a shear to a blank screen. But anyway.
It's much easier to be in like that. You can listen, you can focus, you don't have to.
Can play Pac-Man on the side and nobody sees. I know, yeah. I've sat in Zoom shears, you know. Joking. No, I'm just complaining, that's all. That's fine. But no, I like to see your face. Anyway, so the things like even your body, your cells in your body, your body's not the same body you had a year ago. The cells keep changing. They die and they regenerate. There's new cells being created and dying all the time. So even the most physical thing that we have is in a constant state of flux and change. When you'll understand, that's Tovin, that's from Lashon Bina, the secret of this power of movement, and you'll understand using your seichel the truth and the spirituality of it. It's one of the wonders of the chokhmah of Hashem. And you'll come to recognize the etzem, chemla, the chesed, the concern that the boira has for his creatures. As he's borrowed lecho, then it will become clear to you. All the movement and the changes in your particular situation, katnos kegdoilos, whether they're small or big, gufnias or nafshios, whether they're physical or spiritual changes, kulam kshurais bechefetz habayre yisporach, bahanagosa urutzoinai, they all are bound and tied into the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he conducts, the way he conducts you and the way he wants you to be conducted, prat lebechiras toivara, except for your bechira, where you have bechira, you don't have bechira in everything. In areas where you have bechira, toivara, that's not kashur to this rotzen and hug of the boire. That's where it's connected to your rotzen. But everything else in your life, all this change and movements and things that are happening in your life that keep you on your toes, it's all kashur to the boy roim. Bechira is mosel rushuscha. Today she yeh mokum b'schavoynish. You need bechira in order for there to be schavoynish, because if you don't have bechira, you can't have schavoynish. If you did just what you were programmed to do, you don't get rewarded for that. Cows don't get rewarded for producing milk. But that's what they were that's what they created to do. We were given bechira, but only where you have bechira. Everything outside of your bechira, that's in his lashon kashul b'chayfetz haboyis barach banagasa v'ritzayne. Uskoyes akesha bo kasha oischa haboyis barach el ritzayne v'anagasa, and then you'll remember this kesha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu binds you to him according to his ratzon and his conduct. Now we start getting into difficult lishoinus of rishoinim. If you look at the Geras Haramban, you'll see this also coming up a lot. Then you'll be embarrassed. Once again, it's hard for us to grasp this because here we're talking about somebody who's embarrassed, but he's fully in touch with himself, self-esteem 100% intact, and he's fully besimcha, and he's embarrassed. He's titbayesh, he's shame. So we have no way of relating to that. This busha that the Rishonim talk about that we're supposed to have in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu would lead us to misery. They're talking about people that are fully functional, fully healthy, and at the same time, they have this busha. It's hard for us to relate to, even though we need to, but it's difficult for us to relate to. Same as charata. It's Elul, so you start learning Hilchus Tshuva. One of the things you have to do is you have to have charata. Charata means you beat yourself to death. You feel terrible for all the mistakes you've made. So what does that do? Your single simcha levels go plummeting. You don't have cheshek for anything. You start being mityayish. That's not charata. Charata is charata where a person has charata, but his simcha levels stay the same. So Putin already said, we don't know what that is. We don't have sheikhs to that. You have to be careful of these. When you're learning Rishonim, you have to be careful of these musogim because we're very far away from just even being half healthy spiritually, let alone starting to get into busha and all these things. You'll fear him. You'll hand yourself over to his judgment and his ratzon are good. As we saw in Shari B'tochen, the foundation of foundations of B'tochen is coming to internalize and really have crystal clear that whatever Hashem does is for the good. It's one of our biggest avoiders, one of the hardest avoiders, is recognizing that everything that happens to us is from the Boira Olam, and therefore it must be good because Hashem only does good. That's where the real struggle is, no? You'll accept, you'll be merutza from his gzeiras, and you'll makabel them ba'ava. And then you'll come to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is desirable for you. And your end will be good. And he says it. This is the pasuk of B'tochen. Here you have Shara Bechina, most of Perek Hay, taking you from Shalom Ephraim. Didn't see you sneaking in there. Nice to see you. So there's a four-continent shear this. We have Africa and America and Israel. Okay, very good. So you have most of Shar Hay, Perek Hay. We've plummeted through pages and pages of Shara Bechina. And yeah, he sneaks in. But it's all leading you into one place. It's leading you to the point where you'll come to recognize that this is all from Hashem, and therefore it's all good, and you'll start being makabel all the gezeiros that Hashem places on us, ba'ava. And then you'll realize how much Hashem finds you favorable, even though we think about ourselves as failures and how much, how can Hashem love me, and I do so many aveiras, and I'm so tuk, tuk, tuk. No, you'll come to recognize merutza mimcha, that Hashem is mamash merutza, is very, very happy with you and satisfied with you. And then your end will be good, because it says in the pasuk, v'abateach b'Hashem, chesed yasev avenu. This is all about betochen. That's the journey of Bechina, of Shara Bechina. Besides everything else that it does, it leads you to v'abateach b'Hashem, chesed yasev avenu, which is a very hard darga. Moiridi, mamash nifle v'noira. And it starts dafka shifting when he starts talking about this koyach. Let me just step back one step. When we started learning about Shara Bechina, we said there's all different types of things, chokhmah and chesed in the Bria, that you can ascertain. Some things are very obvious, even fools can see them. Other things are not so posh. You have to dig, you have to think, you have to use your seichel. We reached the top of the pyramid here with koyach hatnua and hishtonos, this koyach in the world of movement and change, which you can't grasp bichlal using your physical senses. You have to use your seichel, you have to use your ruchnias, because senses to grasp it. You can see the outcome, but you can't see the actual koyach of it, but it's there. We know it's there and we need it and use it. And without it, we know that nothing, we would be finished. When you start understanding that and start looking into it and start meditating on it a little bit, you'll come to recognize that everything that's going on in the world is good. You'll recognize how much you are desirable in Hashem's eyes. And that's the pinnacle of a tochen, Rabbi Toch Hashem, Chesed Yosef Avenu. It sounds a little bit detached, and it sounds a little disconnected, and it sounds like a little bit out of our reach. But there you have it. The more you work on Bechina, the more you start looking and seeing and thinking about the Bria, the more you will come to be Botach in Hashem. There's Busha, there's Yira. Okay, those are midas that we are quite rochok from, and I don't think you should be disappointed if you haven't reached those. The Ike is to be Besimcha. You know that your end will be good and happy, and therefore you can be happy now. That is an amazing thing. People were talking about it, and I actually got a copy of it. Somebody sent me a copy of the recording. The Ramchal in Adir Bamaromi has a sefer there. So there he talks about how the planets, whether they play music or whether it's music that actually generates them, is not so clear. Well, not to me. People who know how to learn probably found that it is clear, but that there's sound that come out of the planets. The planets have some kind of sound. And he says there that if you could hear the sound of the planets, the sound is so beautiful that your neshama would leave your guf. That's how beautiful those sounds are. They're managed using all this half for dunking. Once again, how accurate it is and how real it is or whatever, we don't really know, because you can't trust these people either, because they have a vested interest in proving what they're trying to prove. But the bottom line is, these scientists have just discovered this week that they were able to record the sounds coming out of a black hole far away. I can't remember how far away it is. And you can hear the sound. It sounds like a whale underwater. It didn't feel like my neshama wanted to leave my goof. It was like a weird, eerie sound. They obviously haven't got it 100% right, because there's all interference and there's magnetic fields and all sorts of stuff around a black hole. But they're starting to understand that the planets make sounds. Neir v'nifla. That's Shara Bechina. We know that. We knew that long ago. Ask any six-year-old, they'll tell you, of course the planets make a sound. Ramchal says so mefurish in Adiba Marum. Go have a look there. Open it up. Open the safe and have a look. You'll see there he discusses the sounds that come out of the planets, or the planets are actually just products of sound. But some of the stuff today with the scientific discoveries, Shara Bechina is much easier. There's unbelievable insights into reality today. Okay, so there you have it. People want to know, where does Shur see that Shara Bechina leads to Betochen? On Daf Kuf Ein Zayin, Va'abotech Ba'ashem Chesed Yisevenu. He only brings one posuk. It's unusual for the Chovas HaLavavas. Wants to prove something, usually brings like 20 psuk, when they don't know what he wants with the psukim. Yeah, he brings one posuk. Va'abotech Ba'ashem Chesed Yisevenu. That's the betochen of Shara Bechina. And of course, it starts right at the beginning and goes through all the avoid. Okay, v'chein roi letavchin is nifleis Hashem b'hanogas ha'olam al yedei shetistakel tomid b'toitzaoit ha'soifis shel ha'ma'oires ha'oivres aleinu ha'niris k'rois b'tchiloson. It's also fitting that you'll start understanding, you'll be mavchin, the wondrous way that Hashem conducts the world. And if you'll start looking continually at the outcome, the end outcome, events that you go through, that in the beginning look that they're bad, v'tire behem pele godol. You'll see an awesome thing in them. You'll see a wondrous thing there. Ki hava mo'eres elo aboy salenu shelo beretzoneinu. Because many things that happen to us against our will, hoifches b'seifen l'toiva, very, very often turn out to be good. What you thought was going to be a terrible situation, and you got a letter, and you're there, blah, blah, and your boss a duck, and you lost your job. But in the end, you have a look. If you can be mafchin, you'll see that they turned out for the best. You missed your bus. I'm just giving you crude examples or whatever. You missed your bus, and then you heard that the bus blew up, or whatever, or you missed the bus and you got the next bus, and just the guy you had to speak to happened to be on the next bus. We have these little things happening to us all the time if you're aware of them, if you're awake. And the opposite's also true, he says. וכן להפך, לפעמים נדבר לנו שנזמנו לנו טובה, you see certain things which you think, wow, this is fantastic, this is brilliant, just what I wanted. Hofkes besaifen, lara, at the end it can be not such a good thing. Umasupal chabura oivdei drochim, shelon liyad kirechad, there were a bunch of travelers, people used to travel, and they rested themselves next to a certain wall. Ubo kelev oses strochov al eched me'achabura, a dog came and he used one of the people as a tree. Okay, that's not a pleasant thing, that we could all say that's not a nice thing to have a kelev doing his business on you. So he woke up from his sleep. He went off to wash himself. You'll get woken up like that. So it's not a nice thing to happen. It's not a nice way to get woken up. The wall fell down and killed everybody. Had the dog not done his business on this guy, he would have also been killed. And he was saved. This very often happens, and sometimes the other thing happens as well. Everything's perfect and it's wonderful, and you just got there. And then you see it wasn't a good thing. You missed something else and you heard about something later. We don't always hear, by the way, what the good news at the end was. We don't always see what the bad news at the end was. But he's telling you, you have to v'chein roi lahavchin. Go have a look and see, investigate it, check it out. We don't always see the good in it. Well, we know that it's good. And it's happening to us all the time. These things are happening to us all the time. Things we don't want to happen. Things, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why do you get a flat tire now? Why did that happen? He went to the super to do shopping, and somebody pushed in and took his place, and he was in a hurry and he missed a meeting. And things are happening in our lives all the time. You push the wrong button on the computer and you transfer the money to the wrong place and you have to get it back. And all the time these things are happening. Try and track it down and see if you can, not always you can. Try and see how in the end you see that this thing that really looked bad actually in the end turned out to be quite good. I'm sure you've all had experiences of this. It's something that's quite common. Now we got time here for this. Let's see. Let's try and push a few more lines. Ve'echad ha'dvarim ha'chashuvim shalech la'afkin behem es niflois Hashem hu ha'geshem. He seems to bounce around a lot, the Chovetz HaLevavos. Definitely seems to have some kind of ADD issues. I'm saying that with all due respect. He very often, you see in the Chovetz HaLevavos, he's talking about one thing and you're just getting a sense of where he is, and then he mamish like whiplashes, changes into another situation. Now he starts talking about rain. We've gone from the most ethereal, I don't know what the word is, unattainable, ununderstandable concept called movement and change, which he said you can't even grasp with your physical senses. Then he talks about Ashgacha Pratis. Go and have a look and see that all the good things turn out to be bad, the bad things turn out to be good. And I said he starts about rain, which is something we all know and you can all see. And say, rain requires a lot of work as well. Rabbi Avigdor Miller has a whole arichas about the chokhmah of rain. But just interesting how he changes, and he knows exactly what he's doing, by the way. This is a rishon. Shehu matnas elokim nizgove v'bale achayim v'letzemach adoma gam yachad. This is a wonderful gift, awesome gift to all the animals and the plants together. Hayored bizman sho'elam tzarich lo, that comes down when people need it, the world needs it. Moshe kosuv hayesh mivhale hagoyim mikshomim v'mashamayim v'itnu ruvim alo atahu Hashem elokeinu v'nekave loch. You Hashem, you did all of this. When you see the rain, the kula Hashem. Yirmiyahu says, "Vulu amru bilvavam nira nois Hashem elokeinu noisem geshem yiru malkus bitei shvus chokos kotzi yishmolanu." Don't have a look and see that it's Hashem that gives the geshem and all the bounty that the harvesters need. Psukim all over Torah talk about the wondrousness of Geshem. Kamo Isigadilis Vain Haken if Lysen and Mispo, Hanoisin Mato, Alpnearet, Vishalech Maim, Alpne Chutzois, the Sum Sholim Lamarim, Vakodim, Skovi Yesha. Go look at the greatness and that is beyond comprehension. The awesome wondrousnesses that are in Mispo, infinite. He gives rain. He gives rain. Amazing, amazing. We see in the pasuk as well, Hashem tells Klal Yisrael that this land, Eretz Yisrael, that I'm sending to you is not like Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim is a Gan Yorek. Mitzrayim is Gan Eden. This land I'm taking to you is not like Mitzrayim. It always has water and the Nile irrigates the land and everything. Eretz Yisrael, it seems to be, is less. It's worse. And so you don't have that. It's not a Gan Yorek. But obviously Hashem's praising Eretz Yisrael for the fact that it's not a Gan Yorek. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, you're dependent on rain. Without rain, no one can survive. Eretz Yisrael is kulu dependent on rain. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful place because you see the Hashgacha of the Boira much clearer. In Mitzrayim, you don't need Hashem. In Mitzrayim, you can be kulu koiche voitzim yadi oisil achaylaze. I don't need Hashem. I've got the river. I made the river. The river's mine. The river does whatever we need. It comes up. It irrigates the land. It goes back again. I call tov. You don't have to daven. You don't need anything. Eretz Yisrael, you need a kosh boch. Otherwise, you can't survive. Dafka because of the rain. Nifla. Nifla v'neira. If you think about it, rain's quite an awesome thing. Rav Miller points out that where does the rain come from? From the sea. The sun heats up the sea. The water evaporates, goes up into the clouds. And then the clouds get blown about by the wind to where they need to go. And then the rain comes down. That's very simple put, yeah? But think about it. The water that comes out of the sea is salt water. And the rain that falls is pure. It's the purest water you can get. It's distilled water. Isn't that awesome? There's a filtration system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world that takes salty, dirty seawater, cleans it up, fixes it up, distills it into the most purest water, and that's what comes down as rain. Constantly. That's pretty foxy engineering. Okay, there's more to rain and there's more to this, but we have to stop here. So have a good Chodesh, have a good day, and Metz Hashem, we'll see you back next week.
Thank you. Wonderful to be back with you. And next time I'm going to try get the camera and a seat sorted out for you.
No, no, it's fine. I was just making a joke. It's daunting giving a share to yourself.
Your face is much nicer for you can actually engage more.
Yeah, because then you know if the Oaks are even listening. No, what's nice is like there were plenty of times during Corona, like there was things that I needed to go to, but I didn't really want to be there. So you sign in, you switch off your video, and then you're there, but you're really not. It has its advantages, Zoom. There's no question. Not like you're sitting in class and the teacher can see you. Yeah, you can be doing whatever you want, and the guy thinks you're in shir. Quite cool. Yeah, we think that's how Hashem works with us as well. We think we can hide from Hashem as well. You just switch off the video, and then he can't see what you're up to. It's a pretty cool one. Anyway. Take good care, guys. Lovely to see you. Besuros Toivus, all the best. I love to all.
Well, see you.
Cheers. Bye.